Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello and welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Austin Lombard. He is the chairman of the Tustin Planning Commission and candidate for Tustin City Council. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan. A plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. Now, having beaten anorexia, I will be celebrating National Chocolate Day. There are some folks that may choose to celebrate National Frankenstein Friday and National Breadstick Day. I have no problem with the breadsticks either. I just haven't thought about that. Breadsticks covered in chocolate? Could we possibly go there? Maybe. Of course, in my case, I don't mind. It's about eating. And if I get an opportunity to eat, I am there. And I will be watching. Now, being that we don't do a live broadcast on Sunday, don't miss National Candy Corn Day. You do not want to miss that one. That's another one to really enjoy. Let's move right along. Oh, here we go again. I share this with you because you need to know the information. The numbers, they generally, we say the numbers can't lie, but the reporting of numbers certainly can. The late, great Essie Adebi, statistics teacher or professor, doctor over at Chapman College when I was there, now Chapman University, used to be able to tell us that you can make a statistic say anything you want it to say. So let's look at this. The first reading of third quarter GDP was released this morning. First reading, third quarter GDP, shows the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 2.9%. Really?
I don't know better than that.
Yeah, we've been running all year at about 1.4. And the number that comes out right before a presidential election says 2.9. Does that make sense to you? Well, let's think about this. Let's dig a little bit deeper into the numbers. It came out, haven't had a chance to dig into a lot of them. They came out at 5:30 this morning, our time. The economists were expecting the number to be 2.5. Okay. Final reading of second quarter came out, same time, 1.4%. How do we get to a 2.9 from 1.4 and the prior month, the prior quarter, I think was 1.2, something on those lines? Well, here's how the statisticians, here's how they did it. They increased inventories to make the numbers look good, and the trade deficit, they dropped the trade deficit. So if you take the trade deficit and the increased inventory numbers out of the GDP, which we really didn't use the materials that are being made, we just pulled those numbers into a prior quarter, the growth would be right around 1%. Now, does that surprise anybody?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
That would also be the worst 10-year period. Are you ready for this? Since 1939, the worst 10-year period since 1939. Unbelievable, and that's what they come out with right before the elections. Now, I've shared this with some of our listeners the day before yesterday when they were talking to me. Ron, should I lock my loan in? Then we noted yesterday that the interest rates took a big spike, and you wonder why that happens. Well, we knew that this number was going to come out. I even said it on air. Go back and listen to yesterday's broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. You can hear I said that it was going to be right around 3%. We knew that's what they were going to do with this number. Unbelievable. Now, we're going to probably have a beating the expectations next Friday when the employment numbers come out. Really? It wouldn't surprise me. On Tuesday or Wednesday, I forget what day it is, the Federal Reserve is going to tell us the economy is looking better, and they're going to reference this 2.9% GDP, and then they're going to tell us they're going to do nothing this week with interest rates, but they will be looking to raise them in December. Now, this is the same Federal Reserve that told us last year in December to expect 4 interest rate hikes during the calendar year 2016, and we have not seen any. Do you believe them? I would have to say,
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
We can't handle the truth from our government. We should be able to expect the truth from our government. We shouldn't have to listen to WikiLeaks to get the truth from our government. But, I'm sorry. They got those emails in some unknown manner, but we should not listen to how the New York Times got the copy of Donald Trump's tax return. That's off the table, but don't listen to WikiLeaks. I just pull my hair out. I don't even have any hair for those of you watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv. Consumer sentiment came in from the University of Michigan. It's at 87.2 in October, down from initial reading of 87.9. Economists expect 88.1, so they thought that it was going to get better. It has gotten worse. The first reading of the GDP, I've already got you that information, so we're not going to go there any longer. Amazing stuff. Now, what's that doing to the market? Well, the Dow Jones up 69 points right now. Oil down 47 cents a barrel. What does that mean to us here in the state of confusion? Well, we're paying $2.768 average per gallon of gas, according to AAA. As compared to the rest of the country, $2.22 a gallon. That would be related to our 42.35 cents per gallon tax that we pay. And then once again, I do remind you that we do have the second highest gas in the country. Now, you probably have heard ExxonMobil, they frequently have fires at their refinery in Torrance. So we know that we're converting oil, barrels of oil into gasoline right here in the state of confusion. Yet the only state in the union that has a higher price on gasoline is Hawaii. Have you been to Hawaii lately? Did you see all their refineries? Yeah, I didn't see any either, but that's very, very simply amazing. Now, Texas, they're at $2.05 a gallon. Oklahoma, $2.01 a gallon. Kansas, $2.03 a gallon. Missouri, $2 a gallon. Arkansas, $2.02 a gallon. Louisiana, $2.08 a gallon. Mississippi, you're getting a picture here. A lot of the red states, they're paying a lot less than we are here in the state of confusion. Just sharing that information with you. Now, I know you probably have not seen this on the Main Street media. They don't share information like we do right here on Ron Siegel Radio. But the Wall Street Journal today, did you see the headline on the Wall Street Journal today? And I had to look this up because I wanted to make sure that I gave you the exact definition. Have you heard the term grifter? Have you heard that term grifter? It's a term that I was not really familiar with. So I did go to Wikipedia, and for some reason I didn't write it down, but here it is. A grifter is a practitioner of confidence tricks. A grifter is a practitioner of confidence tricks.
Magician,
there you go. Whoa, we're going to cause trouble here, Austin. Now, the Wall Street Journal, they have their headline referring to Bill and Hillary Clinton as grifters in chief. That's the headline of the Wall Street Journal today, grifters in chief. I wonder if that has any – well, I wonder how they got that information. They shouldn't be reporting that because it came from Wikipedia. Of course, they wouldn't be reporting these type of things in the New York Times or – any other of the legitimate mainstream media that are supposed to be watching out this. That's the job of the media. That's why we have a First Amendment. That's why we have freedom of the press. And so they go out and do their job, and they watch. They're the watchdogs. They're supposed to be the watchdogs of our elected officials. They work for us. Yet we know Bill Clinton, the number is $130 million he's taken in since he left the White House. $130 million, second only to the other ultra, ultra honorable Alex Rodriguez. I just had to go there as well. Unbelievable. Our watching the National Federation of Retailers has also come out. They're sharing some information that the purchases for holiday spending is being affected by the campaigns, by the election. Think about that one. People want to know who's going to be the next president before they decide what they're going to buy you for Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever you choose to celebrate. The election stress is real. It could hurt retailers as holiday shopping season gets underway. Very interesting information. If you want to see the whole article, came out from the National Retail Federation, and they found that a majority of Americans will be cautious about Christmas shopping this year, many possibly pulling back on spending because of anxiety over Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump presidential contest. Now, I'm going to share my same old mantra with you. That way you can say that I'm an equal opportunity antagonist. If you don't like Clinton, if you don't like Trump, maybe you ought to look libertarian. One Johnson versus two nuts. Just saying. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk local politics. Buying a home can be scary. We'll talk about it. Four things a good card issuer will offer people with bad credit and high tax rates, forced retirement redos, all that and more. You can listen. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Text ATP, Area Trusted Professional, ATP to 79564. Complete a 2 or 3 minute survey, and we will introduce you free of charge to the people that you need to be helping you with your household. It's pretty simple. Think about this concept. Do you know of any major corporation that does not have a board of directors? How do you think you can do all of this on your own? Financial planners, insurance people, credit repair, real estate, mortgage, reverse mortgage, lawyers. I don't know, maybe you need a bankruptcy attorney, a tax attorney, estate planning attorney. All of these different folks, part of your household board of directors, and we will make introductions to you free. Just text ATP to 79564, and we will fill out that survey. We'll get it for you. Buying a home can be scary. It's amazing. I love, one of my favorite joys is having the opportunity to chat and counsel first-time home buyers. It can be frustrating. I get it. I know the frustration that they're going through. I'm not that old that I don't remember my first, well, maybe I do not remember my first home because it was a lot of years ago. But here's the issue is it doesn't need to be scary if you've got a lot of great counsel working with you. So here are some of the some of the scary items, and I'm gonna dispel some of these myths. Scary, I need a 20% down payment to buy a home. Scary, I don't have a good enough credit score. I need a 780. Scary, getting approved for a mortgage is hard. Scary, I don't have enough equity in my home to move. Scary, it's cheaper to rent and not pay for repairs. Well, here's some facts for you. Fact, average credit score on approved loans, 731. 731. Fact, 44% of millennials put down under 10%. Fact, 71.8% of loan applications were approved last month. Fact, 72.6% of homeowners in the U.S. have significant equity. That means 20% or more. Fact, buying a home is 35% less expensive than renting in the U.S. Fact, your landlord builds the cost of repairs into your rent. You are either paying a mortgage or paying somebody else's mortgage. If you really want to pay somebody else's mortgage, 1-800-306-1990. Call me. You can pay mine. Be more than happy to allow you to do that. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564. We will put you in touch with a whole household board of directors. Starting this morning, we are honored to have Austin Lombard. He is a candidate for Tustin City Council, chairman of the planning commission right now in Tustin. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Silly season. It's almost over.
Yeah, I think we got 11 days left, something like that. And people can't be happier to hear that. But, you know, it's been a long, long election cycle, especially with the presidential election.
Isn't that amazing? Would we start 16, 17, 18 months ago?
Yeah, I think now, you know, presidential candidates, well, you know, Barack Obama started running as soon as he was elected to Senate. You know, it's kind of always looking for the next step on the national stage.
So wonder, don't you think it becomes difficult for politicians to focus on, you know, just doing straight what they need to do if they're always thinking about what's next in that arena?
Yeah, I think that really is the crux of the issue. You know, you're talking about our economic growth being 2.9%. That's a message that the government's sending to folks and about the election that's upcoming. We should be focused on today and what matters to people today, not what's down the road.
And there's still, I should ask you this, I mean, because I know what my phone calls are like from our listeners. What are you hearing in Tustin? Are people feeling good about themselves, their jobs, their income, their wage growth?
Well, I think that's the real concern is you get a national number. It doesn't really translate to your neighbors. And, you know, you talk to people. I don't feel like I had 3% growth in my economy. You know, gas prices, like you mentioned, are high. Our roads and infrastructure are falling apart. And the job market, despite saying that we keep adding jobs each quarter, a lot of people are still struggling out there.
Well, the job number, I always look at, nobody wants to talk about this. Maybe I'm the one that's all wet. Right. I listened to the jobs number and last week, I think we had 254,000 people filed for first time unemployment. That was for the week.
Yep.
Right. And the jobs number that's going to come out next Friday is probably going to tell us that we added somewhere around 220,000 jobs for the month,
We don't talk about the fact that that means we lost a million. We added 200, so we're doing good.
Well, we may be replacing some of those full-time with benefits, with a part-time, no insurance benefits. So what does that mean to a family? You lost a job, you can go back and work 10, 15 hours a week without any insurance.
Right.
You know, it's a painful experience.
And I've said that with my middle son. Happy birthday. He turns 25 today.
Happy birthday.
He's one of those that, you know, he can count when they say new jobs. Well, yeah, he got the new jobs. He got two of them last month. He needed both. Right, just so he can get to full-time employment.
Probably needs three, really, to pay for, you know, cost of living in Orange County.
Right.
On the rise.
Exactly. So tell us, I mean, you've been with this planning commission. What is your favorite part of having been with the planning commission?
My favorite part, and, you know, Tustin has a lot of development going on. We have the old Marine Corps Air Station there. It's about 1,000 acres of undeveloped land that we're bringing projects in. And my favorite part is public hearings and having the community come in and voice their opinions. Bad and good, but really just talking with folks and understanding what's important to them.
There's a lot of growth over there around the air stations too.
There sure is, and we actually live on that, what we call Tustin Legacy.
Okay,
my family. So
you're right there in the middle of it. You get to see all the trucks and all that. You have kids?
I have three kids.
Three kids. They must enjoy watching some of the big trucks come through.
My 3-year-old son's back window looks at tractors all day long, so he thinks it's wonderful. Now we just got our windows cleaned, and we'll have to get them cleaned in another couple of weeks because of all the dust. But it's a lot of fun.
Trying to clean up from that. That doesn't sound like. So why are you changing? Why are you going from planning commission to council?
We have our current mayor, John Nielsen's termed out this year, which leaves an empty. We're at large in Tustin, and there's three.
What does that mean, at large?
At large means we have 5 city council members, and there's no geographic restriction on where they come from. So you can vote for 3 people for 3 seats. It doesn't matter where in the city they're residing. In certain, like Anaheim, for instance, where we're at right now, is moving to district elections. So your candidates have to come from certain precincts, if you will, in the city. Tustin doesn't follow that model.
Tustin means Tustin smart, is what you're trying to say.
Well, Tustin follows the model that a lot of cities are. You know, there's arguments about diversity on councils and whether at large really gets you a diverse representation. In Tustin, I think we do, and we've got a really good thing going.
Well, that's one of the things, and I hopefully Tustin will not follow suit with what Anaheim's doing. That's just my opinion. I'm wondering, because I had this conversation with some folks just the other day, my city council person. I'm almost to the point of saying, you know something, because I do follow the issues, why would I want my city council person that represents in the part of the city that I live in to vote in favor of expenditures on the other side of the city, because it doesn't affect us over here?
Yeah, and that concept of my neighborhood versus your neighborhood, I think, is bad for cities.
I agree.
When you have council members, and frankly, this is what we see in Congress as well, and in State Assembly and Senate, is you have people arguing for dollars for their districts, where really the concern should be the better of the city. So
right.
In Tustin, I want my 5 council members considering all parts of the city when they vote on a project, not just their neighborhood.
And that makes so much more sense, because now – what ends up happening, and nobody wants to talk about this part of it either, is what really has to happen in Tustin. You need to get, so there's 5-3 people have to apparently approve most of the issues, yep. Majority.
Yeah, 3 out of 5.
So you're going to try and convince everybody, but hopefully if you get 3 that are banding together on things, you know, Brown Act doesn't allow you to collude.
Correct.
But you kind of get people that are like-minded people. You have an idea of who's going to be voting which way. In Anaheim now, it looks like they're going to have to go – somehow they're going to have to try and – you vote for my stuff, I'll vote for your stuff, and that way we can get something done for each of our constituents.
Yeah, that bordering in public office is never a good thing. I think we want our politicians and our representatives to be analyzing issues, making decisions based on what's right for the community, not based on what they're going to get out of it down the road.
Boy, we don't even want to go there with what's going on in with Mr. Clinton right now. And you know, and isn't that amazing? I'm not going to ask you to comment on this part of it, Austin, but isn't it amazing that the Clintons and the Obamas hated each other 8 years ago? Today they're buddy-buddy, and you think maybe Mr. Obama wants to take some lessons from Mr. Clinton starting about January 22nd, 23rd, something like that. I wouldn't go there, but that might be what we're heading towards. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Austin Lombard. We're talking about the local politics. Local politics, I'm going to share with you, local politics for most of us is much more important than national politics. We're going to talk to Austin about that as well. We're going to also chat a little bit about some things good card credit, good card issuers will offer people with bad credit, higher tax rates, forced retirement redos. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. And I can tell you it's wrong because every one of them are wrong. I've never seen one, and I have seen hundreds, maybe thousands of credit reports, never seen a credit report that's completely accurate. Never. I know they tell you 20% of them have errors on them. I'm going to tell you that I've never seen one that doesn't have errors on it. Never. And I've seen some good credit reports, and I've seen some very, very bad credit reports. They all have errors. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer. They will help solve that for you. It'll help long term. And here's some things a good credit card issuer will offer people with bad credit. Number one, good credit cards for bad credit. There are credit cards available for people that have all sorts of credit. Use them responsibly. And you can start working on building your credit up. That means you might be able to need to or might need to go to a secured credit card. Make sure that if you do that, you're getting a secured credit card from somebody, from a company that reports to all the bureaus. It does not do you any good if they're not reporting. Financial fitness programs, some of them will offer you programs to help with budgeting so that you can do things the right way. We had Christopher Bissonette was on, I think, last week talking about the programs that they use to help people budget the right way. Digital Federal Credit Union, they have a specialized coaching for people in different financial situations. Look at it. Credit tracking tools. I just told you about Credit Sanitizer. They've got some great tracking tools. Again, I don't own the company, but I know their services. Know your credit. If you're not checking your credit report at least twice a year, whether you've got good credit or bad credit, you are doing your family an injustice, because it doesn't take very long for something to get messed up on your report, and all of a sudden, now you've got a major crisis. You go to buy a car, and that's when you learn about it? Really? Buy a house, trying to get a mortgage? Problem. A way to move up to a better card, continually looking at the cards that you have, looking at your reports, looking at the services they offer at Credit Sanitizer, and you will find out that at some point in time you can get rid of that secured credit card and start building credit in a strong foundation. A lot of ways to do it. You just need a coach. You need a game plan. And I'm going to suggest to you that there's a lot of people with bad credit. Keep it. I worked in a drugstore when I was much, much younger. And the pharmacist, the most ironic thing, and it was before the days when the big worry was AIDS, but the big thing back then was lice. And I remember the pharmacist, as clear as it was yesterday, he said, used to tell people that came in, very, very embarrassed. We could tell who the ones were that were looking for the right product. There's nothing wrong with getting lice. The problem is keeping it. This morning, Austin Lombard is with us. We are talking local politics. Austin, I would make a comment, and I want to get your take on this. A lot of people focus heavily on the presidential election. And obviously, it is very, very important. The fact this one probably more than most, not because of what either Mr. Trump or Secretary Clinton will do. The things that they do during their term of office really is going to be short term. The important thing of what they do is their appointments. Those are going to last, you know, 25, 50, 100 years. Those are major issues. So that is important. I'm not going to take away from that. But as a business owner, I think, and I counsel folks, that it's more important for them to be have a good relationship with local politicians than it is with the national.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you have more of a direct relationship. You know, if there's a new business going in down the street, your council is going to approve that, or your planning commission. If there's a problem with parking or traffic in your town, it's your local representatives that are going to fix that. You're not going to call Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton to fix a traffic signal outside your neighborhood.
Right.
You know, it's really that direct human interaction that you have. You can run into your council members and your school board representatives, you know, at the supermarket. You're not interacting with your national folks like that.
It becomes very, very important. You know, again, heck, I guess you don't even have to be a business owner, but I mean, just mom that's worried about, you know, people driving on her street too quickly, right? You call planning commission or council, and they're the ones that you can have that conversation with. Hey, can you look at this for me, Austin?
Yeah, and that's what you want from your representatives. You want them to be open and available and willing to help you on a human-to-human level. You certainly don't want the federal government swooping in and checking out a local parking issue, because I think it's going down the wrong road.
Absolutely. So have you been working on that part of this?
Filing was in August, but we announced the campaign in May, and we've been knocking on doors since July. You know, going out every weekend, meeting folks in their homes, talking about what's important to them, and it really is a lot of work. And, you know, despite disagreeing on principle and on issues, I don't disparage anybody for running for office. It is a tremendous amount of work and sacrifice, not only for the candidates themselves, but for their family.
It's very openly, you know, on air. And, you know, I look at it and say, you know, something, it's like a duck. The water just flows right off, right? My wife, my kids, they don't see it the same way. How does your family deal with some of these things?
Well, I'm fortunate in Tustin that we have a very civil discourse. There's not a lot of mudslinging. It's not negative. And that's taken a number of years to cultivate that atmosphere. And it's going to take a lot of work to keep it that way. You know, you need to elect people that really prioritize and value civilly, treating each other nicely, and you know, you don't frequently get that out of your politicians. I would say that it is difficult when my wife reads something negative, or maybe not positive necessarily, or a little bit tilted to not exactly how she sees it. But she's very supportive, and you know, she kind of knows what the game is. But I try to steer clear of any of the more negative, you know, vibes.
Makes sense to me. What are you hearing? What's the most important issues that you're hearing from your door walking?
It's a little bit twofold. One is development of new residential, new commercial. Another is revitalization of some areas that have been left, let's say, not paid attention to for a while. But part of that, which I think is a more regional issue, is density and what Orange County and Tustin is doing about higher density residential developments and how that affects communities.
Does most of the population want higher density, not want higher density?
I think most of the population doesn't understand what that means. It's thrown around a lot. Higher density can mean a number of things. High density in Anaheim near the stadium where we're doing Platinum Triangle,
right.
That's different than some of the higher density developments in Tustin, just based on a dwelling unit per acre standpoint. Most people don't like higher density when you talk about it, but when you peel back the layers and you say, you know, what exactly is this project and how does it fit into the community, I feel people are more open to the ideas.
And that's a big issue right there, because I'm hearing in the areas that I broadcast that a lot of our younger people, what they want is they want high density. They want to be able to work real close to home. They want the public transportation. I don't know whether it's that they want that. They see it in some of the other major metropolitans around the country, or they just can't afford anything different.
Yeah, I think it comes down to affordability and the concept or the assumption that high density is affordable. I would beg to differ. Some of the high density projects in, let's say, Newport Beach may not be affordable for our young folks. But I think there's this assumption that apartments or condos are more affordable for our younger folks. And frankly, some of our people that just don't want to have to put up with a yard and
sure.
All the maintenance. But that's not always true. It depends on how you do it. You can have high density, high value condos, or you
sure.
can have high density, low value. And a lot of the concern is how do you do that in a balanced way so that young people can afford to live and work when they grow up,
right.
But not overwhelm the community with too many people that you really doesn't fit in the community.
And we need the services as well. I mean, you've got young kids. Do you really want to have your teachers for your kids having to drive 2 hours to get to the school to teach?
Yeah, and that comes down to a balanced approach to housing. I think, you know, communities, cities, the county has to offer and accept different forms of housing. If you have all, you know, $1 million-plus homes, like you say, public school teacher may not be able to afford that, maybe having to drive in from somewhere else. So I think we want communities that can sort of sustain each other and themselves and offer housing for different, you know, salary points.
Makes a lot of sense. The big issue always in California, but probably even throughout the country, is always pension reform. How's Tustin looking in pension, and what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, so that's, you know, kind of falls under the overarching umbrella of fiscal health. Tustin is in a great situation financially. We run at about a 40% reserve, which is unheard of.
Wow.
Especially in Orange County and California. But pension reform is a real thing. And, you know, when politicians and governments make promises, I fully believe that they should keep those promises, but that doesn't mean that they shouldn't be looking forward to creative solutions to how we sort of back off unsustainable models. And a lot of it's just the investment returns. You know, there was assumptions going in that CalPERS would make a certain percentage, and when it doesn't meet that threshold, cities have to, you know, dig into their reserves. If we keep going down that road, we will be looking at cities going bankrupt. And if cities go bankrupt, the pensions will be creditors, and those pensions could go away. I don't think anybody wants that either.
Right.
So it's opening the dialogue, having conversation with the stakeholders, which are public employees, city councils, governments. On how do we move forward? You know, how do we start to fix the problem? It's not just going to be one thing that fixes it, but we need to be talking about it.
And one of the things, I mean, we did look at that just recently. I think CalPERS, I think at one time, or the state, maybe not CalPERS, but I think the state actually used an assumption for their pensions of like 7% or something like
right.
that. And when you're talking about numbers that big, it's just not sustainable.
And, you know, I wish I made 7% every year.
Absolutely.
Right? It's not realistic to assume that's going to happen every time.
And we need those numbers to be more realistic. And again, it goes back to what you said earlier, is trusting the politicians to give us the right information.
Right.
And the other one that you mentioned I like there is keeping promises. But I think as a community, as the non-electeds, we have to look at our politicians and say, you know something, a promise doesn't mean it's a lifetime commitment, right? And we watched what happened to George Bush 41, and when he made his promise of no taxes, that didn't mean that, you know, things can change.
Sure.
So your leadership has to change, and you want the leadership to make those changes, right? I mean, it seems to me like if you go down that road and say, you know, something, you said no new taxes, and that you're going to hold you to that for the next 50 years, it causes a problem.
Yeah, and I think that's where we get in a situation where nothing gets done, when people are sitting on their hands and saying, no, I said that I wouldn't do that. You know, they need to be talking about what that really means, and if there's a solution to a problem, that's really what our politicians should be after, not sticking back. And now that's the problem we have in Congress, really, is that we see two sides not getting things done together.
Absolutely. We're going to talk more with Austin Lombard when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also talk about higher tax rates force retirement redos. What's that all about? Are we attacking our seniors once again? Holy cow. Reach us anytime. Call our offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And now with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, or ronsiegelradio.com. Check out the archives. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. If you own real estate, you better have a trust. And I'm going to suggest to you Heritage Financial Services. They make the best trust I have seen. I've seen thousands or hundreds of trusts in our lending business and over the years. Heritage does one of the best trusts. It's one of the least expensive I've seen. And on top of that, if you go to the Ron Siegel Radio Gift Bag, RSR Gift Bag, just text RSR Gift Bag to 79564, you'll get a 25% discount on the best trust around from our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. So higher taxes, what do they do to our seniors? Well, we already know what's happening. We saw that the cost of living increase going for 2017 for our seniors. They are going to get a whopping $5 increase next year. They're on a fixed income. Many have 10-year treasuries paying 1.855%. There's another one it's painful when I even talk about it. Yeah, that hurts. And then you talk about higher taxes. Now, I have a lot of folks talk to me. They say, Ron, you know, you're always telling people don't get a 401k, don't have IRA. There are better options for you. And what are the seniors going to do? Well, you don't need the 401k. That's a government ruse. The IRA, that's a government ruse. It's just a matter of taking your money. Now, they say, they're tax deferred. I agree. They are tax deferred. Wouldn't you rather have tax free? Well, you can see how to do that. There are ways to save for retirement in a tax-free environment. Because one of the things that we know is certain politicians right now are running for federal office, they want to raise taxes. If you look at our ballot initiatives, there's 17 of them here in California. Anytime you see the word bond, that means money out of your pocket. For any reason, you look at the 51, you've got a bond for schools. Then you look at the tax on cigarettes. Then you look at, I don't even want to go to that one, drug price regulation number 61, legalization of marijuana. Do you don't think that's going to cost money? Enforcement, grocery and retail bag carryouts. All of these different things, they're costing you money. It doesn't matter what they want to call it. Personal income tax increases, Proposition 55. When they stop taking all the money that they can get from the rich people and they have plenty of ways to avoid it, they don't have to worry about it like you and I. Guess who that trickles down to? You and me and our seniors. And then they have to change the lifestyle that they budgeted for because of taxes. Think about that. 39.6% tax bracket right now. If you saved a lot of money, did what the government wants you to do, put it all in IRAs and 401ks, that's so they can tax you more money. They raise the tax brackets. They get more money. You get less. Exactly who to talk to get into some of these tax-free, tax-deferred investments that will save boatloads of money. I don't sell them, but I can certainly introduce you to the right people to help you with those things. That's the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Text RSR Gift Bag to 79564. You'll get a 25% discount on the best trust on the market, in my opinion. Continuing our conversation with Austin Lombard. He's a candidate for Tustin City Council. So, Austin, I'm sure you've got every one of these ballot measures memorized.
Absolutely not. There's too many, really.
So I want to talk to you about one of them that I'm sure is going to be on your radar. And it should be on most all of our radars. It's right at the very top of the list, measure number 51. It's a bond measure for schools. And, you know, I just look at some of these things, and until we can get my opinion, and then I'll ask yours as well. I look at measure 51 here. I know we've got measure S in North Orange County down in the Mission Viejo Capital School District. They've got an $800 million bond measure. And I look at it and say, if you can't tell me precisely where every dollar is going to go to, and how are we going to pay it back? And how is it going to benefit my kids? And is it not going to the public unions? To me, I say no on it. Your thoughts?
Well, I think when we talk about bonds for schools, it's kind of, you know, we started off the show talking about grifters and sleight of hand. And it's, you know, politicians put the kids on their flyers. But
right.
It's for the children. It's not. It's to build new facilities, nice school district offices. It's to pay contractors who are going to be building this. And you look at who's funding these measures, and a lot of that is the contractors that will eventually be building the new schools. They're dumping tons of money into it. So I think, you know, follow the money, like you say,
right,
see where it's going, and that'll kind of take the pull the wool from people's eyes.
Great website. And again, I have no relation to the website, but this is where I do a lot of my research. I look at Ballotpedia. And Ballotpedia goes, and they really give you a lot of look and say, okay, who are the proponents? I mean, I've never found anything that Tom Steyer agrees with that I agree with. So if he's for it, I know that I got to look closer if I am even remotely there.
Right.
But it tells you who's for it, who's against it, politicians for it. I mean, I looked at one of the measures, and I don't remember which one it is, but I think it says Loretta Sanchez and Tom McClintock are both for it.
Sure.
Or Jerry Brown and Newt Gingrich are both for another one.
Right.
If those guys both agree on anything,
you better start reading.
You got to wonder what's going on.
Yeah, and I think, you know, democracy is not easy. It requires our participation. You got to read. Some of these are 64, 65 page long, you know, ballot propositions, and not a lot of people have the time to do that. But if you do your research, like you say, online, you go to trusted sources who are doing the research. That's just, you know, part of the battle. Certainly, don't go in voting for something that's going to cost a ton of money without understanding the actual impacts it's going to have.
And that makes a ton of sense. What are the, you know, we only have a couple of minutes left. What are some of the main things we need to know about Austin when going to the ballot?
I think the most important thing is I'm just a normal guy. My wife Colleen and I live in Tustin on the legacy there. We've got three kids. Our daughter will be 5 in December. Jack is 3 and Wyatt is 11 months. We got a 9-year-old boxer. I mean, I tell people when I open that door, I'm wearing a suit campaigning. Open that door, it's chaos, you know, and I'm running, chasing the toddlers around. I'm just a normal guy. I'm an attorney, work for Fluor Corporation, which a lot of people in Orange County are familiar with. We you know, do a lot of work on the refineries up and down the coast there, putting contracts together in my day job. And that's important because it brings a different perspective to a lot of city issues, an analytical perspective as to, you know, why things say certain things. And, you know, I was a former reserve with the Orange County Sheriff's Department. You talk about law enforcement and their support of things. I think we really need to prioritize supporting our law enforcement. They help maintain our community,
amen,
quality of life, and you know, I bring that perspective to bear as well. But the most important thing, I think, my strongest qualification for office is that I love Tustin. You know, my wife and I moved there. We're raising our family there. We're there to stay, and I want what's best for our community.
Well, one of the big things that you brought up there, you're an attorney. Are with Fluor?
Yeah, I am with Fluor. You know,
the people that are getting into local politics, the council folks, they're not doing it because it's a wealth creation venture.
No, and in 2012, Tustin residents actually stripped all compensation and benefits from our council. So, you know, they're not, like, he's not doing it to get rich. Council members don't get paid anything in Tustin.
Wow.
Yeah, so that it tells you a little bit about people that are running for office, you know, their motivations. And it also, in a way, limits the field of people that can actually run for office.
Sure.
Time-consuming thing. So whether you agree with that policy or not paying your public officials, it really does narrow who can run.
Great information. If you want more information about Austin, just give us a call. I'll put you in touch. And remember, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. 5 o'clock somewhere.